ఇది భగవద్గీత. కృష్ణ సేస్ ది ఫస్ట్ బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత. నో చిల్డ్రన్, అదర్ విల్ డిస్టర్బ్. Well, Arjuna accepted Krishna as the spiritual master. Shishasiham sadhimang prapannam. First of all, he was talking like friends. When he saw the friendly talking will not help us, so Arjuna accepted Krishna as a spiritual master. Then, as spiritual master, he said, Asachyan anusuta sang pragnava dhansa bhasa. My dear Arjuna, you are lamenting on the subject matter which is not the subject matter of lamentation. And you are talking like a very learned man. Agatasun so nanu suchan di pandit. This body, either alive or dead, it is not a serious subject matter of study. Neither a learned man laments over it. This is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita or spiritual knowledge. Those who are not human beings, according to Vedic Shastra, anyone who has no self-realization, he is animus. Jashyatma buddhi kunapi tithatuke. If one is identifying with this body, I am this body, which is made of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. Jashyatma buddhi kunapi tithatuke. Tithatuke, this combination of three. Saiva gokhara, he is animus. So, practically, now in this age especially, everyone is identifying with this body. That is the basic principle of nationalism, communism, or thisism, or thatism, the bodily conception of life. And according to Vedic version, anyone who is identifying with this body, he is animal. So, under the circumstances, Hare Krishna, we are trying to revive the spiritual education of the human society. That is Krishna consciousness movement. What is spirit soul? What it is identification, what is God, what is our relationship with Him, how to work on that plan, then we become happy. Otherwise, you may make various plans on material basis, it will never be successful, and there is no question of happiness. Because the basic principle is lost. Apasyatam atma tattam griheshu griyamedina. This was spoken by Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit, that sutabhyadini rajendra ninang santi sahasra. The subject matter of hearing, there are many thousands. For persons who has no self-realization. रूपोत्सवी राजेन्द्र निरांशन्ति सहस्रश अपश्यताम आत्मतत्वम गृहेषु गृहमेदिना. Those who are not searching after self-realization, they have got many subject matter for hearing and dealing with. That means material subject matter. We have in the newspaper different subject matters for different public interest. But those who are searching after spiritual realization, athata brahma jigyasa, as it is stated in the Vedanta Sutra, also in Srimad Bhagavatam also, jivasya tattva jigyasa. Human life means tattva jigyasa, about inquiry about the absolute truth. But that is now stopped. People are not interested. Self-realization, tattva jigyasa. So this is an attempt to revive their spiritual consciousness, and it is authorized on the basis of Bhagavad Gita as it is, without misinterpretation, and people are taking to it. So it is India's culture, and if we distribute this knowledge systematically, there are departments, cultural departments. So the things are there. If we cooperate, government and the public, then we can give to the whole world something which is very substantial. And there is no difficulty. The things are there. Bhagavad Gita as it is. And this is our moment. Now if you have got any question. Already there, but you have kindly suppressed them. Bhagavad Gita is there, but are you preaching Bhagavad Gita? Why you don't preach this great science? Why you are disinterested? Answer this question.
But who has to preach?
Huh?
Who has to preach?
You have to preach, because you are born in India.
But you yourself didn't preach it here first. You went to USA.
Yes, it is preaching. But the thing is that it is not in India, not outside India. But it is the duty of every Indian to do it. I tried to preach it, begin it from India, but nobody joined. Still, they are not joining. What can I do?
But how to make the people realize the importance of Bhagavad Gita? But
if you don't realize here is Bhagavad Gita as it is, Bhagavad Gita spoken in India, if you don't take interest, who can induce you? If you don't take interest at all, those who are preaching Bhagavad Gita, they are making different interpretation.
No, I am a layman. I do not know the importance.
Now, you are not a layman. You are a representative of paper.
Suppose.
No,
he doesn't mean that he is a layman. But suppose it is a layman.
He must go to a person who is experienced. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tatta darshina. This is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. If you are a layman, you must go to a person who has seen the truth. If you remain at home, then how you can see?
But I am so preoccupied with my,
you are taking so many education.
I don't have time, to concentrate or study such things. And don't you think it's the responsibility of
leaders? That means you are not properly trained. The thing is, the first business of human being is to inquire about the spiritual subject matter. Athata brahma jigyasa. This is the Vedanta philosophy. Now you have got this human form of body. it is your duty to inquire about the spiritual subject matter. But if your guardians, if your parents, if your government does not teach you, then it is our misfortune.
Do you want this to become a part of the educational system here?
This is the first education. Otherwise it is animal. Animal does not require absolute education. Animal is not able to understand what is self, what is God. But a man can. Therefore, the man's first business is to understand the self-realization.
Do you think it will come to India via the West now?
I do not follow.
Will it come to India via the West?
India is already there. No. You are neglecting.
No.
Why don't you admit that you are neglecting?
Will that neglect go, disappear through the West?
How will that? If you don't like it, how it will go?
No, my colleague's point is, we have not been accepting or we are not able to understand how we feel on our own. Just because first Western people understand it, and because you have neglected.
My charge is that you have neglected. Bhagavad Gita is there. Bhagavad Gita is spoken in India. Bhagavad Gita is there. I think every home has got a Bhagavad Gita. But you do not study it, you neglect it. That is your fault.
No, that is because it is not part of the education system.
Because you have made it. It is the first educational system.
No, but the system that we have here...
That you have introduced. That is your unfortunate case.
That is because of historical reasons.
Yeah.
You are ruled by a
problem.
If the real subject matter of study you neglect, that is your negligence, your misfortune. You can take it now. You are simply arguing and should take it. That means you don't want to take it. There is the thing. But if you want, you can take it. But if you don't want, that how you can help it?
On your return from West, do you feel your mind has gained grounds in India again?
Huh?
On your return from West, do you think your movement in India has gained ground or created consciousness which you...
No, I am not interested in any particular country. This is meant for the whole human society. As you think India or America, we do not think like that. We take the opportunity wherever it is possible to introduce more and more, we take that opportunity.
What is the response in India?
Indian response we have seen, any held meeting in Calcutta, Bombay, Madras, thousands and thousands of people come here to hear about Bhagavad Gita. Inherently, they are inclined, but there is no systematic education. That is the difference. Now the Janmashtami day is coming. I think every Indian will observe Krishna Janmashtami without any fail. But they are not being educated systematically about Krishna. They know Krishna. They are inclined to Krishna. The education of Krishna is there, but nobody is interested to give them properly, systematically.
Now,
that is the
difference. How is the response in the West?
Of course, it is a foreign thing for them, but still they are coming and taking it very seriously.
Do you think they are taking to it because it's novel?
Huh? No, there are no many novel things go from here, but they are sticking to it. They are now seriously taking to it. They understand that this is a great science. And we are publishing books. We have already published 84 books like that.
How many?
84. Of 400 pages. And you will be surprised that throughout the whole world we are selling books about $60,000 a day. That means 6 lakhs of rupees. That is the basic income for our expenditure, 102 centers all over the world.
central minister in the parliament recently said that he will conduct a probe to see if there was anything fishy in this.
Therefore, I'm bringing before you. Before probing, you try to understand what is your income. We are selling this book 6 lakh rupees daily. And we are spending it. 50% for reprinting the books and 50% for expanding temples all over the world. This is our activity. Now you probe it or understand it.
Is this the only source of revenue for the society?
Yes.
And for temples, 50%?
50% for expanding temples and 50% for reprinting books.
Do you have any other source, like donations or something like that for your movement?
Very small.
Very small.
Mm-hmm. Mostly we have got a few cases of donation of land and house. Not very large sum of money, never.
But I thought 20 crore has given something. I thought the Ford family is giving some huge donations.
Ford, he has given us 2-3 houses, not donation, but we have purchased 2-3 houses by the money of Mr. Ford, Alfred Ford. He's my disciple.
Some members of the parliament say that the movement is indulging in some anti-Indian activity. What could be irritating?
So you are an intelligent man, you see, what is that anti-Indian? You are spreading Indian culture, and this is anti-Indian. How foolish they are. You see, we are spreading Bhagavad Gita as it is, and it is anti-Indian. Do you think like that?
What if somebody is using this as a cover?
But if you have no eyes to see inside, you see the cover only. What can I do? If you are so blind, what can I do?
Now, what has been your contribution towards solving the world problems?
Every problem can be solved by Bhagavad Gita. Every problem can be solved by Bhagavad Gita. You put any problem and there is answer.
Can you cite an instance of how this movement has helped in solving any specific issue, I mean specific problem?
And we think the real problem is they do not know what they are. Our modern education, they do not believe that there is spirit soul within the body and the spirit soul transmigrates from one body to another. Where is that education? Is there an education that there is spirit soul within the body? And that spirit soul is transmigrating from one body to another. Is there an education, scientific education, all over the world? But that is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita.
You mean to say that
this
should become part of an integral part of the
education? That is the most important part. If you do not know what you are, then you are talking like a nonsense. If you have lost your identity, then what is your education?
No, but this should be realized
by
the politicians.
It is not the question of politician or economist. It is general education. That you must know your identity, what you are. Then knowledge...
I am living under the system, and that system is shaped by politics.
That if the system is wrong, then you are living wrongly. You are misled.
No, that means the movement should make an impact on the politicians.
Politician, of course. It is in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Imang Rajar Sayo Vidhu. This system, this science was understood by the Rajarshi. king who are as good as rishis, rajas. So where is that politician? Politician as good as a rishi? That is the division. It is meant for rajarshi, raja and rishi. Just like Janak Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, they are kings. But they are at the same time so great and saintly. They are called rajarshi. And this is a subject matter for the rajarshi. Imang vivasati yugam purtumana hamabhyam manuikha kavibravi. Vivasthan vanave praho manu ikha kave evang parampra praptam imang rajar chayobi. So where is the rajar chayobi? That is the division. Where is that Brahman? Where is that Kshatri? Where is the system? Now anyone can capture the political power by hook and crook. That is another thing. But it is meant for the rajas. Among rajas, where is the training? The politicians, where he is trained up as rishi, there is no such thing.
Has there been any official opposition to your movement in any country?
No. No.
Your movement is taking
worldwide.
Do you think that
it
will penetrate into
Kalistan? Yes, I had been in Moscow. I saw many learning professors. We are selling our books there.
You are selling your books in Moscow?
Oh, yes. Everyone, every intelligent man will say, we are selling books in West, East Germany, British communists. They are taking our books.
Are there any centers of the society in the communist world?
We have not tried so far. Anupullena Krishnanu Surana.
Maybe such a thing is not allowed.
No, we have gone there. But there are difficulties to start. People are interested. Everywhere people are interested.
What is the response in the Islamic
country? Yes, we have got many students. In Iran, we have got center. And there are many Muslims. They are our students.
What is the response in Iran? What is the response?
In Iran.
Iran. A response they are hearing, but some of them, they are already converted students. Our head of the institution in Iran is Atreya Rishi. His name was Attarmiya.
You have some project in view here. You can explain what it
is. Our project is Bhagavad Gita. We learn Bhagavad Gita and apply practically in your life.
Why university? Where is university at Kurukshetra?
Yes.
City, any?
Yes. Yes, we are trying to establish an institution in Kurukshetra to teach Bhagavad Gita in practical life and inviting students all over the world. That is our program. We have asked for some land from the government. So if the government gives us the land, we can try for it.
Now what's your program in the city, in Hyderabad?
The same program.
Hyderabad, here also you have some land or something, I was told.
Here?
In Hyderabad.
You have some project?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, we are trying to. Mm. That land, what is that land? We can give him that question.
It is in Mechel, it's near Mechel village. Mm. It has not yet been confirmed. It is under procedure. But we are trying to develop a big project over there. Depending on the formal procedures.
What project would you like to
know? Well, our project is Krishna consciousness. To come here, live peacefully, keep your body fit and work for yourself. You produce your own food, you produce your own cloth. Don't be very much anxious for artificial necessities, and save time and be advanced in spiritual life.
Some sort of a religious habitat.
So, it is not exactly religious. You have taken, because we misunderstand the meaning of religion. Religion generally understood a kind of cult and faith. But in the Vedic literature, religion means the characteristic. Just like sugar is a sweet, that is its religion. If sugar becomes pungent, that is not sugar's characteristic. Similarly, a human being must be God-conscious. So that God-consciousness is religion. Because in the human form of life, one can understand what is God. And if he does not become, he remains an animal. Animal cannot understand. So therefore his business is how to athata brahma jigyasa. This is not our manufacturer, this is the Vedanta world. Atha, now you have got this human form of body, based on that transmigration of the soul, after millions and millions of years, bhunam janmanamante, you have got this human form of life. Now it is your business to inquire about the Absolute Truth. This is the business of human life. And ahara nidra bhaya maithun, how to eat, how to sleep, how to enjoy sex life and how to defend, that is animal business. So if you remain busy with these four principles of bodily necessities of life, ahara nidra bhaya maithun, then you remain on the animal platform. Beyond that, when you inquire about God, that is human life. Atata brahma jigyasa. So you are trying to raise him from this animal life to human life. This is your business.
There you help inquire God. There you help people inquire God.
Yes. Because that is business. Athata brahma jigyasa. And they are forgetting that. That there is necessity of inquiring about God. To inquire about my relationship with God. What is God? They are neglecting this. Not only here, all over the world. It is becoming more and more acute.
So in relation to your movement, where does Marxism
stand? It is not my movement, it is the Vedic culture. It is not, don't think, if you say my movement, I am manufacturing. Not. This is the Vedic culture.
No, from the standpoint of this culture.
Standpoint is that I am trying to revive the Vedic culture, that's all. That is my business. I am not manufacturing anything.
No, but how do you explain the advance that Marxism has made in the world?
What is it?
Marxism. How do you explain the advance that Marxism has made?
Well, there are so many isms. If you go to criticize and study, so it will take most of our time. Better positively present what you want to do. If you like, you can take it. Yes, sir. There are so many isms. When we become animals, then we manufacture. So many isms. Dabasatvika buddhi rekeha kurunandam. Bahusaka anantascha buddhi abhyavusayana. Those who are not fixed are, they have got so many isms. And those who are fixed are, they have got one ism. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam saranam. We are teaching them.
So is it correct to infer from what you have said that any culture...
It is correct because Krishna says. Krishna is infallible. We are not manufacturing anything. So it is correct because Krishna says. Matta parataram nanna. He is the supreme authority. But we have no faith in Krishna, therefore we manufacture something other than Krishna. That is our response.
You mean to say that any system that doesn't subscribe to this movement has no future at all?
No.
But that is the inference, that is the implication of what you have said.
Yes, that we say practically. What is the use of? It is manufactured by imperfect senses. We have got defects. We are aware, we commit mistake. Who is the person who does not commit mistake? Brahm. We accept this body, which I am not. It is called Pramad. Brahm Pramad. Vipralipsa, without any perfect knowledge, you want to teach, that is cheating. Vipralipsa. And Karnapata, our senses are imperfect. So how can give perfect knowledge with all this imperfect? Unless you become perfect, you cannot give perfect knowledge. So any knowledge given by any imperfect person, we reject you. Useless waste of time. And actually that is the fact. If you are blind, you cannot see. You say, here is an elephant, a big thamba, a pillar, by saying his leg, by touching his leg. But the elephant is less like a pillar. That is our speculation. What is called? Kupamandukna. A frog in the well is trying to study Atlantic Ocean. Kupamanduka. So what he know about the Atlantic Ocean? He's living within 3 feet of land, water. Kupamandukna. Kupastha Mandoka. We are in imperfect, just like they are going to study the planets. What they will study from here? This kind of knowledge has no value, speculation.
But that is something inborn, isn't it?
Yes, that is your inquisitive. You have got born inquisitiveness, jigyasu, that is especially manifested in human form of life. So, for jigyasu, it is recommended, tasmat gurum prapadita jigyasu se uttamam. You have to go to the proper person. So that we are not doing. Tasmat gurum prabhade. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva vigachet. These are the basic injunctions. Jigyasu is our natural instinct that we go who has no knowledge. That is the difficulty. You are misled. But the knowledge is there already. The basic knowledge is there. There are so many Vedas, Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, and Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puranas. But there is no systematic study of this literature. We are neglecting.
Swamiji, another doubt. In the Mahamantra that you publicize, Hare Krishna, it is Krishna that is emphasized. His
Bhagavata
and other things are popular.
Krishna is the origin of everything. If you have studied Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Adi Hidivanam, Aham Sarvasya Pavam, Matta Sarvam Prabhattati, Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchi Sasti Dhananya. So Krishna is the Supreme. If you accept it, that is the supreme name of God, Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalu Na Siva Na Siva Na Siva Kadiram. This is the Vedic injunction. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. In the Bhagavad it is said, Kitana Deva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Parang Vijayate. These things are there. It is not a manufactured problem. It is based on Shastra. ittadeva krishnasya mukta sangha parampara kalau dosa nidhi rana asti dheka mahanu. These things are there. You have to accept some authority. If you don't accept authority, you speculate. That is your business, but we don't do. We accept the authority. The
same claim is made by Durga also.
What is that?
All of us are Shakti cult. They also believe the same
thing. Yes, Durga, we say, Sisti Stiti Palaya Sadhana Sakti Reka Chaye Vajasya Bhavanani Vivatti Durga. Ichchanu rupamapi jasya cha cestate sa govinda madhi purusham tamangana. Durga is all powerful within this material world, but she is acting under the direction of Govinda. She is not acting independently. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, mayat dhaksena pajiti suyate sa charachanam. Under my supervision, therefore, Krishna is the supreme authority. Durga, but they go to the supreme person who can give spiritual knowledge. Durga is not neglected.
With your permission, I must thank you. With the permission of Swamiji, my friends, I welcome you to my humble house. Today, though you have all been very, very busy, that you have made it a point to come and listen to Swamiji's spiritual theory and lessons and his belief and faith in it. It depends how we take it. Because I have faith in him, I have faith in his preachings. That is why I, being a politician, I, being a member of parliament and the legislative assembly, member of legislative assembly, a deputy minister and the ambassador, I have requested and begged of him to come to my humble house to spread his knowledge, which he is giving to the other parts of the world. Last time he visited, in a very similar manner, we have arranged a small gathering here. So at that time, I hope you will pardon me. I couldn't think of you all, thinking that, you know, the generalist friends are my good friends, and they are a very knowledgeable friends. And that is why they can put so many questions. And by putting so many questions, you get the answers. By that, we are enlightened. So that is why now it is the time for Swamiji to go for Mangal Harati. He has given me something. I am a student of Bhagavad Gita. My Guruji is there, is doing puja. He has given me something when I met him, when I heard him. He has given me a Gupta Dana. That is Dātavyamiti Yaddanam Diyate Anupakarine Deshe Kalecha Patrecha Taddanam Sattvikam Smita. It is in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It is as far as Sukrita Phala is concerned. So that is why he has given me something that indirectly, Gupta Dana. So I said always I should follow. Unfortunately, I could not meet him recently when I was, till recently when I was an ambassador. I was to go to Nairobi, I was in Somalia, but unfortunately things couldn't materialize. But now, if at all I get an opportunity of going abroad, I shall be visiting all the institutions, their organizations, their temples, because I am a member of this Krishna Conscious Movement, life member I have become. I have canvassed, some have become. Canvass means I've just put a word. Some have become. I request some of my friends who have not become to become members of Krishna Consciousness, permanent members, life members, like Mrs. Jamuna is here. Jamuna's husband, Mrs. Ramana Rao, is here. And I would like you also to become that, and other friends also to become.
I was explaining. Among Rajan Sayobidu, if the big, big politicians, head of the state, they understand, Jajjad Acharati Stresta, Lukastha Danuvartam, the others will follow.
Others will follow. So, I must thank you for coming. I request you, if you have little time, you could sit there and listen to Swamiji. Other people also are coming, and have little prasadam, and go see. After having come to my humble house, see my puja room also, how humbly I keep that puja room, so that we must learn to keep up our religion. When we become educated, when we become ministers, ambassadors, we forget our things. When we become a big people, very big people, our eyes jump up and go to the head here. And when we become rich people and moneyed people, who's speaking to you? Not a rich man. A man who comes from an humble family. The man who was born in a tile-roofed house. So I have never changed. Among my friends, the senior friends are sitting here, and also Lord, the village which I come from, he has seen where I was staying and where I am staying now. But I am not changed. But at the same time, I have not forgotten my religion. I have not changed my faith. Many people say, "Kya sahab, aap khate pite? You know, you must know that I drink. So what? Am I a drunkard? Am I a troublemaker? No. Sometimes in the society, it becomes a necessity. I am not a sadhu. I am not a sannyasi. I have not renounced the world. Many of you have drank with me. Some of you at least. So what? Am I a sinner? If I remember my religion, if I pray my God, if I pray my Lord? No. I do not dupe anybody. Do not cheat anybody. Do not harm anybody. Do not hurt anybody. That's what I have been following. That is why I think my God has been very, very kind to me. That is why, because of Lord Krishna, you, all of you, have been very kind to me throughout. Can you imagine a poor man born in a poor family winning 4 elections without money? People spend lakhs. Lord knows, in 1952, how much money have I spent? 2,000 rupees. 52. 57, maybe 12,000 rupees. 50, 62, maybe about 40 or 45,000 rupees. Of course, 67 was a bit expensive for me. I had to sell away my humble house. So, this is all a faith. Faith in God. Faith in country. That's patriotism. Without patriotism, we talk and yap a lot. What do you think of this? What do you think of this? My country is my country. No. No other country. This is my country. That is Desha Bhakti. Oh, people say that. You know. My religion is my religion. That is my Bhakti. But my country comes first. That is known as patriotism. In Urdu it says Hubbul Watan. We will die for the nation one day. If you remember, my friend, I was one of those in 1962 offered to join as a soldier against Chinese aggression. Not only offered, I have submitted my resignation to Jawaharlal Nehru, which was not accepted because of certain problems at that time, because of my age, and also the bilateral talks, Colombo proposals came. Never mind. That should be the spirit among us, and particularly youngsters. particularly youngsters, they must not forget their religion, they must not forget their country. So anyway, leaders come and go. We all come and go. I am not a leader, please don't quote me as a leader. I am one of the humblest workers in this country and coming from the humblest section of the society also. The leaders come. Darar Hana Sikandar, Jam Jaisa Laji, if you want to translate, you translate. Darar Hana Sikandar, Jam Jaisa Badshah, Is Takhte Zami Pe Lakho Aaye, Chale Gaye. But the country remains. We come and go. The posts come and go. But we remain. So anyway, I hope I bored you, no doubt. I hope you will understand me. And with the permission of Swamiji, I took the liberty of addressing you and thanking you. Any time, not only this time Swamiji has come, next time maybe one of my colleagues, an ambassador of some country might come. And we will have a grand gala party here. And also a drinking party. Nothing wrong about it. No, I am making it very, very clear to my friends. Because they differentiate. You see, why called it a man?